Hello, so a short episode today because my son, the editor, is about to go away for 3 weeks, but I really wanted to get something out to you first. So it's just going to be a quick one today, looking at what I've been doing the last couple of weeks with a special focus on salt. Wow. And what I'm going to be doing next. So I've actually been really busy the last couple of weeks wrapping up my job. I have spent the last 4.5 years working with a fantastic group of adults with additional needs. We've had loads of fun together and I'm going to really, really miss them all. But hopefully they'll come and visit me. I'm in a privileged position where I'm able to take a year off from work. This is partly to do with the support of my best friend and husband, Nick. So thank you, Nick, for those sacrifices you've made and will be making so that I can follow this dream. So although I've been busy with finishing off work, I have got a few things done to progress towards my year. I've actually had to slow down quite a bit, though. Last month, I was really overdoing it. Had a bit of an energy crash. So I've tried to be a bit more restful. I've avoided building work and skin softening for a couple of weeks. So that's good in terms of my hands. My fingers now bend properly. So I've been doing more restful stuff the last couple of weeks, concentrating on my sewing. So my rabbit skin leather gloves are nearly finished, which I'm really glad about because they've taken forever to make. They're quite difficult gloves. There's a lot of detail to them to make them fit. I'm hoping they're the hardest thing I make and everything else is just going to get easier now. Getting them finished means I can start making other things. I don't want to just be wearing a pair of gloves for a year. The idea of making the gloves was to not get nettle stings on my hands when I'm picking nettles, but I'll have nettle stings everywhere else if I'm not careful. The last batches of my fermented wild garlic has been put into jars and put into a cold, dark place where hopefully they'll keep for the winter. Had a lot of nutrition and interest in my winter foods. I've also been collecting lots of hogweed shoots. They are proliferating at the moment, so that's common hogweed, not giant hogweed, which you wouldn't touch with a barge pole. I've been drying out the hogweed shoots as a extra for my winter. And some of the flowers are coming in now. So I've started to collect and dry flowers for herbal teas and also as medicine. So at the moment I'm getting lots of white dead nettle, which makes a delicious vanilla-y tea. Very good for feeling calm, good for menstrual cramps. Just a nice tasting tea generally. The elderflower is just coming out. I haven't started collecting that yet. And I'm keeping a careful eye on my favourite rose, which spills out onto a local lane, produces loads and loads of really beautifully smelling flowers. And I dry the petals and that goes into one of my favourite teas, which is the rose petal and lime flower. I've also managed in the last couple of weeks to make it down to the seaside. I collected a useful amount of dulse and pepper dulse, which I've dried out and have ground down into a powder. And this is going to be to add to foods for minerals, but also for flavour. And I lugged about 60 litres of seawater in containers up from a beach, up a steep slope, to my car. So this salt water is the source of my salt for the year. The first step in the process is to filter the water. This removes sediments, which in themselves can irritate the gut, but also the sediments can contain harmful pathogens. And then I've boiled the salt water down. So the first test batch I did was 3 litres of water. So you boil it really fast until you're about, reduced it to about a third of the original volume. And then it starts to become a salty slurry. So you slow down the heat at that point because you don't want to scorch your salt. And then as it gets thicker and thicker, you go more and more gentle until it's almost dry. And then you spread that out in a like an oven dish and either pop it on a sunny windowsill or in a low temperature oven. Or if you still happen to have massive vats of bark solutions boiling on your stove with a lid on, you just pop them on there. So that original 3 litres, I got 85 grams of salt, about half a jam jar. If you have a look at the Woodland Ways blog site, there's going to be some pictures of the salt making process on there and some links to some really exciting salt drying videos. I'm feeling just so, so grateful for this salt. It feels like a massive game changer. Obviously, my body needs salt, and I'm going to need it for preserving meats or helping fermentations to begin. But just the thought that I can add it to my food to make what can be new flavours and challenging flavours within forage food into really nice dishes. So yeah, I'm really happy to have a few jars of salt already lined up and more coming as I boil down my salt water. So what have I got ahead for the next 2 or 3 weeks? This weekend we begin daubing my hut. So a mixture of clay and grass being mixed together and put onto the walls. So I'm really looking forward to seeing some friends to do that together. And then getting the final things ready for thatching. The grass is growing, but it's going to be probably at least a month before it's long enough to tall enough to cut for thatch. But I need to be ready. And yeah, I need to get my clothing moved forward. I really love my woolly jumpers and I need to make sure that I've got some equally warm and cosy clothes to wear. I'm not sure whether I'll get on to making myself a buckskin onesie. I do love a onesie. But at least I need some basics. So I need to soften more skins and I need to smoke all of the skins. Smoking is an essential part of a buckskin making process. And then, yep, cut the skins and sew the clothing. So not a small undertaking, really. But my son is back end of May. So hopefully by then I can give you some updates. Yeah, the daubing hopefully will be completed. The thatching may have begun, or at least I'll be ready for it. And hopefully I'll have some clothes. So till then, take care, everybody. Oh, I forgot to say, I've had some really, really lovely feedback from some of you. Really kind comments. And yeah, it's really heartening because I sit here talking, thinking I sound like a boring idiot. But apparently some of you enjoy it. So thank you so much for the feedback. If there's any questions, please go ahead, get in touch. I'd love to hear questions. Okay, until next time, goodbye.